Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. 4 years ago, violinist and whistler Andrew Bird moved into an abandoned barn in rural Illinois where he hatched his critically acclaimed album, The Mysterious Production of Eggs. But for his latest, Armchair Apocrypha, the indie rocker has flown the barn to work with electronic musician Martin Dosh on an eco-friendly tour, which has brought him here to our Soundcheck studio. Andrew Bird is going to begin with a live performance of a song called Plasticities. Here he is, live, solo, Andrew Bird. Thank you. That's Andrew Bird live in our studio, and that is just Andrew Bird singing, whistling, playing the guitar, the glockenspiel, the violin. That's pretty eco-friendly, Andrew. Only one guy has to travel and play all these instruments.
I guess I never really looked at it that way, but yeah.
Well, now, your tour does have an environmental aspect. We were talking with Lauren Sullivan of Reverb. We're working with Reverb
on this tour.
So how does that play out in the way things are happening this time around?
Well, this is, after 10 years of touring, it's the first time I can afford a bus, which really makes touring more sustainable for the human body, but not so sustainable ecologically. So I thought if we're going to go down that road, you know, I really want to try to do it right. And
so you're doing the biodiesel
and all that? We got the Stonyfield Farms helping pay the extra for biodiesel and trying to use just like 3 big jugs of water instead of 100 a day, which you see a lot on tours.
Right. You mean the little plastic bottles of water that get strewn by
They'll just get cases and cases of them, and it's all very disposable because you're on the move, you know.
Right, right.
So we're trying to not do that.
So you've got this eco-friendly tour going, but the songs, especially on the new album called Armchair Apocrypha, have an almost apocalyptic imagery. I mean, there's the dying cities and the falling empires and stuff. Are you optimistic, pessimistic about the future of the planet?
I am ultimately optimistic, otherwise I wouldn't bother to write about it. And sometimes I hear myself how pessimistic it sounds, and then I like to kind of poke fun at myself. Like, it's not, is it really that bad? Is it? Maybe it is, but, you know.
Well, the title of your album, Armchair Apocrypha, you said that it was about the societal overthrow of your living room. What does that mean?
I said that.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
And it's in black and white, so it must be true.
Well, there's songs like Plasticity's is about remaining vigilant, I guess, against insidious, unwanted media that gets thrown at us and having to kind of fight back against things that want to take over your imagination.
Is that why you first moved into this barn in Illinois to kind of just get away from everything? Was solitude something that you needed to get the creativity going?
I must have. I wasn't really thinking that, but it was. I did it. You know, I moved out into the middle of nowhere when I was 28, when most of my musician friends in Chicago were moving to New York. So I think I needed a place with very little stimulus and a lot of nature, and put myself in a vacuum for a couple of years and see what comes out of me.
Mm-hmm. And then you emerge and you start playing with like real people again. And what's that like?
It's hard, but I picked the right people. And I found a really fertile scene in Minneapolis. Really unusual creative musicians, you know. So it's going well.
All right. Now, one of the more striking textures that you've used throughout your live performances, but there seems to be even more of it now in this record than in some of the previous ones, is the whistling. I mean, lots of indie rockers play the guitar, and, you know, the violin not unheard of. I can't think of another whistler. How did this, I mean, do you study this? It seems like you have an almost classical technique, if there is such a thing.
It's the most casual, like, honest way of making music for me, really. It's the direct link between what's in my head and I just maybe have an aptitude for it.
I would think you do. Here's a little bit from the album Armchair Apocrypha by my guest, Andrew Bird.
Turn down.
some music from Andrew Bird's new record, Armchair Apocrypha. Andrew is performing on The Late Show with David Letterman on April 10th and then is back here in New York at Webster Hall on May 17th. But today he's performing for us in our Soundcheck studio. He's in the midst of an eco-friendly tour, working with the good folks at Reverb that we were speaking with earlier on the program. Lauren Sullivan of Reverb was talking about how, you know, if you want to be really eco-friendly, the way to get music is to download it. You know, don't go to the record store and buy a physical CD in a plastic jewel box, all of which sounds great, except that you miss album art. And it seems for you...
And you miss the experience of people getting together in a dark room, you know, and getting out of their houses. And no, I think we could maybe work towards... Maybe a more...
Balanced?
maybe like a different way of planning cities where, you know, everyone could ride a bike to the show or something. But that's a long ways off. But I do think, you know, we have to kind of rethink things. Like, is the glorification of the car really, like, let's rethink that. Like, in especially in America, you know. And I think that's starting to happen a little bit, you know.
Well, the idea of, you know, getting music... over the internet, as opposed to getting it as something tangible, something you hold, is as good as it sounds. I mean, it does come back to me. I like the album art, and your album, Armchair Apocrypha. You know, you see the backs of all these bird heads, and then on one page, it's the back of you, Andrew Bird, your head.
Yeah.
And while I can't put my finger on a message, I kind of get the impression that you're trying to give me one with this album art.
Well, it's actually strangely obvious, more obvious than I'm inclined to be usually, but I figured my name is Bird. You know,
as simple as that?
Might as well work the bird imagery finally after 7 records. So,
all right.
But no, I agree. I think the album as an object is important. So.
Well, now, despite the fact that you're quite good at making albums, having done a number of them in a studio with the technology of overdubbing and all of that, when you get out on stage and you want to try and create these songs solo in a live performance, as you're doing for us today, how do you do that? How do you make that work, just you and the instruments and your little foot pedals?
Well, it's all live looping, and I usually start with the violin, a pizzicato pattern, because it has some rhythmic structure to it, and then I later on in the song we'll start adding the bowing, the arco, and that tends to blur the lines a bit.
And then when you put, I mean, just to make it clear to people, once you lay down that kind of plucked violin sound at the beginning of the song, you then put the violin down, pick up the guitar, but the violin is still going. It's stuck in the loop in the foot pedals there, and you can sort of control it even after it's been made to a certain extent, right?
Yeah, I can use an octave pedal to get cello and bass sounds, and it's a really intuitive type of tool, you know.
And what do you get out of doing all of this by yourself that you wouldn't get from touring with a band, with like 3 or 4 other people who share your interests in music?
There's an elasticity to what I'm doing, and there's a lot of peril that I kind of enjoy. Like the opportunity to fail is ready, you know, Letterman next week, it could happen.
So you've given yourself multiple opportunities to screw up here with,
it's not that that's a little part of it, but it's also like I can, when you're playing with the bigger the band, harder it is to improvise sometimes, and the harder it is to mess around and surprise yourself, you know? So I like to try new things on stage every night that I hear during the day.
Well, let's see what you do with this next song. Scythian Empires appears on Andrew Bird's new CD, Armchair Apocrypha. But we're going to hear a live solo performance. Once again, Andrew Bird, my guest on Soundcheck. Thank you.
forecast bring black tall rains and hellfire. Hampered handlers, kid gloves tear at the inseams. Halliburton, attaché cases are useless. Scotch guard Macintoshes shall be carbonized. Now they're offering views of exiting empires. Such breathtaking views of Scythian empires. Scythian by Sarmatians, thwarted by the Thracians, Scythian
one-man band and a one-man band that can stop on a dime. That's Andrew Bird live in our studio, and Scythian Empires is from his latest release called Armchair Apocrypha. Andrew will be performing on David Letterman's Late Show a week from tonight and at Webster Hall here in New York on May 17th in the midst of his green, eco-friendly tour. And Andrew, thank you for stopping by our studio today. It's really been fun.
Thanks for having me.
Still to come, find out what the closing of Tonic means for small nightclubs in New York. This is Soundcheck.
So sorry.